Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of very important economic developments have been taking place in the last 24 hours. We'll be covering them for 30 minutes. In an hour and a half from now with Bob Chapman, our first guest. Then for 2 hours, Dr. Nick Begich to talk about a host of issues, from what GMO foods are doing to the government deploying microwave guns and sound weapons against the population. A lot of the different patents that are declassified but still little known to the general public, some of the different surveillance tools and mind control devices already deployed for decades against the people of this country and the rest of the world. We'll be talking to Dr. Nick Begich about that and a host of other issues, always very compelling and very engaging and very thought-provoking, with Dr. Nick Begich coming up in the third and fourth hour today. Now, I said yesterday I wanted to take a lot of calls in the first hour, and then I get on a rant, and I don't do it. I mean, we took some, but not as many as I'd like. I have said this many times, and I've succeeded a few times and failed most. I'm going to attempt to take a whole bunch of calls today in the first hour into the second hour, and then continuing throughout with Dr. Nick Begich today. First-time callers go to the head of the line. The only card that can trump a first-time caller is someone who says that they disagree with me. We do not screen your calls, though. If you just wish to say your name's John Doe from Timbuktu, you can even declare yourself the king of Pluto. It doesn't matter. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, in the news story here, death of the free Internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. And Internet 2, the international consortium, has announced their plan to shut down the web. I first learned of their public declaration about 6 years ago. We've written scores of articles on it. But now it is materializing in an even more bold and accelerated fashion than we had predicted. Generally, things are worse than we even say here on the show, contrary to some people's conception that we fearmonger or exaggerate. No, I'd have to say 8 times out of 10 or so, it's much worse than we say. And then the other 20% of the time, it's pretty much split between we say it's worse than it is or we get it dead on right. We're dead on, absolutely right about 10% of the time. It's worse 80% of the time. That's my dead reckoning guesstimation. And about 10% of the time, it's not as bad as we thought. And we certainly wish things were not as bad as they certainly clearly are. I mean, with each passing day, each passing month, year, it becomes more apparent that our worst, our worst conclusions are the ones that appear to be correct, that the situation is far worse than even some of the greatest pessimists had thought, with the psychopathic elite that's going for broke against humanity to set up a worldwide tyranny. Death of the free Internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. Also, the global economy is at the point of maximum danger. I mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, but I want to read part of this London Telegraph article that we have a link to up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. If you want to find it, it's easy to find there. Also, American Express profit falls on higher defaults. These numbers are from Bloomberg, are some of the scariest we've seen in a while. It isn't just the housing market disintegrating, but other sectors of debt and commerce. Another report here about the swan song of Fannie Mae. It's going to implode. And top rocket scientist says there's no evidence for CO2 causing global warming. No, we won't be talking about Christian Bale, who plays Batman, being arrested. You got the wrong show.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
one 800 259 9231. We're going to go to your calls right now. Do things a little bit different today. Then at the bottom of the hour, I'll get into the death of the free Internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. Just like we've been telling you, the death of the dollar is imminent, and people deny it until it starts happening. Well, it has already started en masse, from China to the United States, from England to France. There is a concerted cocktail of different mechanisms being used to dismantle it wholesale in front of you. We are only 2 years, unless the people are awakened and start trying to block these different actions, away from the Internet as you know it, no longer existing. T-minus 2 years. Mid-2010, ladies and gentlemen, according to their announced numbers. They have declared war on it, but we've been bred from birth, trained from birth to live in denial. Don't say you weren't warned yet again. And there are tools, there are ways to fight this, and we'll talk about some of those today, and of course what's happening with the economy, and a lot more. Dr. Nick Bagich is joining us coming up about 2 hours from now. Bob Chapman about an hour and a half, with popping in multiple times weekly to give us the latest developments in the markets. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Don in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I would just like to say that I've kind of been in the rabbit hole for about 27 years, and never have I seen anyone work so hard to explain the truth as you, and I think you just keep pushing forward and don't worry about those other people, because what I've seen happen in the 27 years that I've been aware, down to the chemtrails and HARP and everything else, is it's just if someone can't see by now, I don't know what you say to them. And I've grown tired of even I go reach people that want to talk and want to listen, and then leave the rest alone. And I don't think those people can be saved.
Well, what gets to me is that there are a lot of people who claim that they're even, you know, with the Truth Movement or the Awakening, just people who love liberty and don't want to be slaves. I mean, that people say, who are we? People who want to have control of our own destinies. People that want to have some modicum of freedom and dignity and respect and to live in peace. And that's who we are. And to see our own movement just totally controlled by COINTELPRO, where they can punch our buttons and pull our chains, myself included many times, you know, I've learned a lot in the process, and it's just so sad that you're right. It's all unfolding now in front of us, and on one hand, people are waking up like never before. That's wonderful and positive and great. The best of times, the worst of times, but on the other hand, so many people just don't have any discernment, and they know the New World Order exists, and they know the government's corrupt and tyrannical and abusive and very dark, but they still just don't understand the basics of moving forward against tyranny and how much power we all really have, and we just end up just ascending into arguments and mindlessness while the enemy's tearing down the front gate.
But from your perspective, don't you see the people yearning for the truth becoming more exponential, and those people becoming smaller and smaller? You've seen it in the last 10 or 12 years. I've been listening to you.
No, I have certainly heard it with the general public, and I appreciate your call, and it's a great point you make, Don. I have seen it just doing radio interviews on radio shows that are positive towards my views, radio shows that are negative, radio broadcasts that are neutral. I've gone from half the callers disagreeing with me 10, 12, 13 years ago to 90%+ agreeing. And we've seen that in the poll numbers, Congress, again, with a 9% approval rating. But I'm talking about then once people wake up, there's kind of this dark malaise or this morbidity where people are just become extremely cynical and upset and depressed. And I understand that. I mean, sometimes I get very upset and saddened. I wouldn't call it depressed, but just more saddened by what's happening, because there's so much beauty in the world. There are so many wonderful, just enchanting things and mysterious things and wonderful things about life that I can't find words to describe it. And that's what makes the evil so much more horrible. It freaks me out. It makes me go into angry rages to know that Diancor and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping operations on an industrial scale. Hundreds and thousands a year. Millions total. That flips me out. I mean, I think about that and things like that. Hundreds of these horrible things run through my mind every time I go to sleep at night. And I think, how is this possible? How is there so much evil? But I digress. I said I'm taking a lot of your calls, so there isn't time for me to really sound off. But yes, things are very, very positive. But the enemy knows that. They know that there is an awakening taking place. That's why they're trying to bring the police state in. The overt, black-uniformed, iron-fisted grid. They would much rather it be kind of like the Stepford Wives, manicured lawns, you know, happy people in colorful suits of clothes, smiling, beaming, as, you know, we all die of cancer and all the other soft kill weapons that they're launching against us. You know, they'd rather just everybody roll their sleeves up voluntarily and take the shots and via peer pressure march into the control grid. But now, because they know that the people are waking up and the internet is turning against them, they're preparing to bring in the Iron Fist. Okay, let's talk to Steve in Utah. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for everything you do. Hey, I just want to touch on, yeah, people do wake up, but this this evil system that play a good game of manipulation and psychology against us, you know, say one thing and do another, or do a thing, do something or some act that makes them look like they're for the people or they're doing something for us. And, you know, I'm sure it's all laid out and, you know, the scenarios are played out to, you know, to manipulate us. And, you know, George Bush can't be that bad. Now he wants to start drilling offshore, and, you know, that's a good thing for us, and he's trying to help us, when I'm sure it was something that was laid out and a scenario that they put in place to, you know, maybe kind of regain some of the public's confidence in them. And it's just things like that. And then, you know, when you wake up and you figure it out, it's like, what can I do? You know, where do I start? What can I say? What can I do? And how do I change it? And it's just really good.
And politicians will give you silver bullet answers. You know, we discuss the fact of take control of your local governments. That's where you have 8% turnout. That's where you still don't have total fraud with the voting system in every case. You have a chance to take control of your city governments now, to keep the fraudulent voting machines from coming in, and hold your ground at the local level. That's where the real power is, to then educate the public and use those governmental bully pulpits as fulcrums to leverage resistance against the New World Order. I appreciate your call and your point, Steve. Again, we're not going to have a lot of time to spend with each caller because we are going to try to get to more of you, so it's a catch-22. But I love the points you're making. Here's what's happening with the offshore drilling. Bush knows that Congress, because they'd already polled the Congress in the months previous, they had already consulted with Congress, and they knew that Congress, at least for the time being, will not lift the ban on offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico that has more oil than all of Saudi Arabia combined discovered. In the 60s, they discovered fields, but there's one about 150 miles up the coast of Mississippi, that is 640-something square miles, we've covered it on air, that has as much as Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. Natural gas, oil, just blast out under super high pressure anywhere they drill. And they're relatively shallow as well and inexpensive. But an illustration of how that is a fraud, and I can go through hundreds of points. One of the first actions Bush did when he got into office was, of course, to block congressional investigations of Bill Clinton. But the second thing he did was to give tens of thousands of square miles of United States territorial water that had been seized from Mexico during one of our innumerable wars and skirmishes with them. They gave those waters back to Mexico, and Pemex is now for 8 years, 7.5 years, exploring those, and that's why they pay a lot less for gas in Mexico than we pay here. It is not, quote, because it's subsidized. But I already digress. So Bush, just quickly and quietly, with an executive directive, and then Congress quietly removed its restriction. And that's because that's what the establishment wants. That's what the globalists are putting into play, because they are monopoly men. Another example is how we're only allowed one pipeline out of Alaska. And 80% on average, it fluctuates, of the oil and natural gas taken out of the few fields that are allowed to operate in Alaska, it's a veritable gold mine like Saudi Arabia, is sent to China and Japan. See, it's a global managed economy. And so Bush comes out and says, I'm going to open up some drilling. You can put in permits for certain areas. But that was only his restrictions. The Congress isn't going to remove the restrictions. So it is total theater. But you're right, the average person doesn't understand how that works. Okay? So it is more smoke and mirrors, a cruel stunt. Plus, the oil companies bought up the refineries and shut them down. Doesn't matter how much oil they pump out of the ground, we can't refine it.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Let's continue with your phone calls. In the great north up in Montreal, Canada, you are on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Did you get the article that my lawyer sent to you? I don't know.
The article your lawyer sent me, you have to tell me more about it.
Well, I'm the American that's been detained by Immigration Canada for 15 months. And a couple American Free Press ran my story and a couple other international papers ran my story.
Yes, you've called into the show from time to time. I don't remember seeing your lawyer's email.
Okay. I just was checking to see if you got it or not.
And I forget, why are they holding you up there for 15 months?
Well, supposedly because I'm a flight risk, even though I've offered to put up a bond. Immigration just can hold somebody indefinitely here. There's no time limit on how long they can hold
somebody.
Yeah,
it's just like China or England now. It's 40-something days, I think 45 days. But, yeah, Canada is really the velvet-gloved iron fist. I mean, in every category, I don't think Canadians understand. You've got a hardcore, I mean, very vicious police state growing up around you, and it's scary. It's now really after China and North Korea and maybe Uzbekistan and a few others, it is one of the worst countries in the world, and I don't think Canadians know that.
Yeah, most of them are blind, you know, don't see what's going on at all, you know.
Well, I mean, normally that's what you'll see. You've got really nice, friendly. I mean, the cliches are true, and I appreciate your call, sir. The cliches are true in that they're really nice, friendly, good-looking, hard-working people. But right beneath the surface, see, that's the kind of tyranny they'd rather have here. See, they don't want it to be a black ski mask tyranny in your face, but they have to now. But in Canada, it could just be we're free, we're it's so wonderful up here, but. They're the ones going after the internet. They're the ones shutting down free speech. I mean, I've been in third world countries and not had them just scream and yell at me and tell me I'm filth and a piece of bleeping American. Let's go ahead and talk to Harold in New York. You're on the air.
Yeah, damn, I'm nervous. But, 4 years ago, right? No. Let me start from the beginning. I visited this forum one time, right? And then somebody posted a link, like your link, right? And then I went to your website, and then you was talking about the New World Order and stuff like that. I knew about that since, like, the early 90s. But I remember you were saying that 9/11 was an inside job, which didn't surprise me. And then you saying that the AIDS virus was a bioweapon and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
We have all the documents. It's all declassified.
Okay, but
on the AIDS virus.
Somebody else posted a link of Boyd Graves, right? And and it was numerous links of his comments. He showed the documents or the flow chart. This was probably back, I think this is in 2003, 2004, right? He was saying how, like, in one article, he was saying how, like, there's agents in, in black hospitals, black universities. They give it to blacks.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you right now. I was on the phone with my cousin, like, I think it was like August 2004, right? And I was telling him about it. You know, my cousin, he was like, Harold, I got to go, you know? You're not going to believe it. Half an hour later, I see a helicopter outside my house. Matter of fact, they're flying over my house right now. Hold on. Hey, can you hear it?
No, I don't hear it, sir. Listen, I appreciate your call. We've had scores of medical doctors on the show. Just last week, I'm going to set them up for a full 2 hours to go through more of the documentation. Medical doctor who we've had on the show again just last week, Dr. Stan Monteef, going over it. And it was in the Communicable Cancer Research Weapons Program. And this has even been on History Channel and Discovery Channel, where the CIA by the 50s had created fast-acting communicable cancer. And then for the last 13 years on air, I've covered how, because I had the documents and statistics, how cancer is exploding. Most cancer is not caused by the toxic waste you come in contact with or poisons, though some cancer is. It is viral in nature. People would laugh at me. Now everybody knows most cancer is viral, but only because the government wanted to tell you so they could sell you vaccines with the live viruses that cause cancer that then actually give it to you. I mean, it is so sick. And that's the horror. That's what freaks me out, is they're just murdering us right in front of us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to get into this very important article. Death of free internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. Also, the global economy is at the point of maximum danger. But I want to... We're doing a pretty good job of getting your calls right now. I want to take a whole bunch. And then when we start the next hour, in fact, even before then, in the next segment, I will get into these articles on the internet and, of course, what's happening with the markets and just how dangerous it is. Even mainline analysts are now saying that this could be catastrophic. 1-800-259-9231. Briefly, I do want to encourage everyone to remember that I have one of the best online video and bookstores online where we have all 19 of my films, including the new one, Truth Rising, and the best films out there. All the other films that I think are the most informative on a host of subjects in dealing with the false war, government-sponsored terrorism, mind control, you name it, all available at Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore as well. There's an online book and video store right there for you at Infowars.com. Nick Begich's film on mind control, Washington, You're Fired by William Lewis, Kevin Booth's, and it's discounted, by the way, two-hour film with three-plus hours of extras, American Drug War, of course, the preeminent film on the Federal Reserve, The Money Masters, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888 888- 253-3139. No library is complete without The Money Masters and Road to Tyranny and the other films that we carry. 888-253-3139. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of all of my films for nonprofit educational purposes to give to your friends, family, and neighbors. People ask what a solution is. That's the biggest one. Paul Revere. They didn't run out to Paul Revere and say, what's your solution? You know, you're just riding around warning people. Well, they knew what to do. Now, he was saying to arms, and that's your decision whether it's time for arms. I don't think it's the time for that. I'm out riding with millions of other heroic men and women of every race, color, and creed all over the world warning people about the globalists. You know, how do you stop GMO food? You expose it. You demonize it. You educate people with the facts, and it is demonic. How do you expose the gun grabbers? You show their agenda that they want to disarm us to control our lives. And then you show their own documents where they admit it's not about keeping children safe. It's about making you a slave. Again, it's education. It's information. It's counter propaganda. All right, I'm already digressing. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's try to move quickly here. James in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, James in Michigan, you're on the air. James just dropped. Let's go to Derek in Minnesota, first-time caller. Welcome, Derek.
I heard yesterday that Lindsey Williams was on a radio show, and he was claiming that they're going to say that they found oil in such and such a country. I don't know the exact details. He's on Dr. Stan yesterday, I believe, saying that oil will go down to $50 a barrel. Have you heard this? This was just yesterday on Dr. Stan, I believe. I didn't actually hear it. I heard somebody call in and talk about it on a different radio show.
Well, I like Lindsey Williams. It's just that, and I can be accused of this too, he's a great guy. It's pretty much the same story when you have him on. I've probably had him on 20 times. And he talks about how he was a chaplain for Atlantic Richfield in Alaska, and he saw the things that a lot of other people that worked in Alaska have told me, and I've interviewed some of the oil company executives on air, and those discoveries are admitted. It's not secret. He's a good eyewitness report, and what he's saying is accurate, the Energy Non-Crisis is a great video and you know, book. He's a video and a book under the same title, and it's all free on Google Video. So he's a great guy. I had not heard this new development, but I'll have to call him. I really don't go off of rumors and what callers say. And you're not going to see oil go down to $50 a barrel. I don't care how much they discover. They could discover 1,000 times what's in Saudi Arabia. And it's not going to go down a lot because the oil companies in 1995 met. And the AP reported on this in 2001. We've written big articles on it. I mean, this is a smoking gun. It's open and shut. It's admitted. And they bought up 200-plus refineries in the U.S., a whole bunch in Canada and Europe as well, but 200-plus in the U.S. I think it's 214. You can go look it up yourself. And they said, there's too much oil. We've got to artificially shut down refineries because it was too expensive, too inexpensive in the mid-1990s. So whenever I say the oil companies aren't behind the current rise, they were behind having it at $1.50, $1.70 a gallon, okay, by buying up and shutting down the refineries that were owned by smaller companies. But that's a small part of the increase. The main reason is you have global oligopolies, that is, different groups that combine into combines or cartels artificially, not allowing through government regulation and through corporate decisions exploration, because only the top 7 or 8 giants can explore in the North Sea or extract in the North Sea. And then in other areas like Alaska or the Stans or the Gulf of Mexico, they have governmental control and can just block the development. People think that they went into Afghanistan to block oil coming out of the 10 or 11 Stans, other nations around it. You know, people think they were there to get the oil. No, they were there to block the oil coming out.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not I'm trying to find the archives of Dr. Stan to try to actually hear that statement.
Well, he's here on this network, I think, at 4 or 5 o'clock. So you know what I'll do? I will, you know what, it's time to have Williams on, even if it's just, I mean, I can almost go get, in fact, it's a pitch, it's a script he goes off of, which is fine, he's a preacher, that's what they do. But I could, okay, we'll get Williams on. How's that sound? I appreciate your call, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to, I didn't mean to get him on anyways, I guess up next is John in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, good morning. I can't hear the program too well on shortwave, and briefly yesterday I heard something about 250,000 coffin liners out in Atlanta.
Well, no one's counted them, but they're stacked about 40 to a stack, and there are just thousands and thousands of stacks. And
okay,
and some people estimate it's over 500,000, some close to a million, some a lesser amount, but let me be clear about this. People always love stories about a 18-wheeler that jumped over and had martial law signs, but then they never talk about the Houston Chronicle admitting they've got FEMA camps for martial law. Or people always want to talk about they heard somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody's brother who knew an aunt who had an uncle who was friends with a man who worked at a store who saw shackles in the trains, when I've seen the shackles myself. Okay, instead of going to the core research or civilian inmate labor camp program operating secretly since 86, declassified in 97, in my book, Descent to Tyranny, on the Army's own website. So my problem with this is that we have mainstream news articles, and I asked Kurt and Paul to do articles Sunday. I guess they just didn't want to do articles on it, but we need an article on it where we go through all the evidence and then add in the plastic coffin containers, because here's the evidence. In 2002, Rocky Mountain News headline was something like crematoriums for bioattack. Governor announces crematoriums for bioattack. I believe that was the headline. Somebody find it and give it to my guys. We don't have the staff to do the research. Then I remember other articles about millions of body bags ordered. That all those rumors have roots in admissions. So this is just where somebody found a stockpile of them by a railway station and near the airport in Georgia, outside Atlanta. So they are coffins. We know the company name. We tracked it down. It is confirmed that there are coffins stockpiled there. And now we're having a big debate about whether, yes, they're coffins. Yes, there's a program stockpiling coffins. Yes, it's real, folks. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got photos in my hands right now that are about 5 years old of about, from what I understand, 4 million coffin liners outside the boonies of Atlanta. And what happened
was... Did you take those photos?
No, I didn't. They were given to me by Rick Wiles at True News. He received them from a lady in Atlanta, Georgia, and told me about them. I don't have internet. He sent them to me, and he was trying to go and figure out what they were. He had just about got FEMA to admit they belonged to them, but they wouldn't identify them. And I have a volunteer friend of mine in FEMA who's very, very high up there. Mm-hmm. And I showed her the photos, and I asked her if these were coffins. She said, no, they're coffin liners. And I asked her, are you sure? How do you know? And she said, because we've got them in L.A. And I asked her, do you have 4 million coffin liners in L.A.? She said, I don't think we have 4 million, but we've got a bunch of them, and we've got a bunch of
them. Yeah, let me just stop you. I don't understand this. It's almost like our minds have been programmed to disassociate with any threatening fact. That's what we're saying. These are coffin liners, but it says on the company that makes them, it can also be used to just put the body in. Yes, you can put a smaller coffin in them, or you can put a body in them or a body bag in them. So technically it's meant to have a body bag stuck in it. And yes, I've seen people now debating, no, they're not coffins, they're coffin liners. The point is they're massing a bunch of coffin liners, and they're coffin liners. We have the company, we posted links to it, but we need a big article on this. I keep explaining to my guys, this is a big deal. And I have limited, that's why we're moving into a bigger office. We're trying to get internet in there. Everything's slow as molasses. Because when you have such a small staff, then it's hard to build up. But in the future, we're getting more writers, more web people, and we will get a big report out on this in the next day or two.
Is there any way I can get a phone number or a fax number to your office?
Yes, sir. Look, let me just give you my FedEx number. Let me off-air give you the hotline number. Call it, and we'll give you my FedEx number. And we've already got video of the coffins. So and we've got the company that sells them and makes them. So it's all open and shut. But what are these photos?
They're colored photos of stacks of these blue-black plastic cubs on pallets with a bunch of weeds growing.
Same place. But I mean, if you want to, I don't think there's any need for me to blow $30-$40. I just try to be somewhat of a good steward of our funds to give you the FedEx number.
I can fax the photos to you if you want me to.
Yeah, but see, if you fax them and then it's something dynamite, it isn't good to scan and put on the web. Plus, Rick Wiles is a territorial person. I really don't want anything he has. I mean, we know about it. I would suggest you get to a internet site yourself and Flickr or something like that and put them up for the world because, we have the company advertising them that sells them and says they sell them to the government. I mean, we know what they are. And see, everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off. That's why we have to put the definitive word out at prisonplanet.com. We're going to do that. I'm going to call Paul Watson and see that he puts something together right now, or Kurt. Thank you so much, sir. And listen, I want to thank you for calling me with the information. I'm not going to get into it. The point is, thank you very much. I appreciate that info. I don't want to turn down information. You are welcome to fax them to us. I got two different fax numbers. I forget which one to give out. And I guess I can just look at them. But it's probably, there's YouTube videos, there's photos, there's a bunch of videos. We got them all up on Infowars.com. This fellow's just on the internet, so he doesn't know that. Yeah, this coffin thing's been out for years. Let's go ahead, and I'm tired of it. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and people are debating whether it's real. Yes, it's real. They got crematoriums, Rocky Mountain News, okay? Yes, it's part of there's been hundreds of articles where they got the police ready to forcibly inoculate you and lock down every city. It's called Dark Winter. That's the name of the government program. Dark Winter. Associated Press, July 2001. I mean, I can just keep on going here. Dark Winter. Top off. The top off drills they did in 2000, 2001. Martial law takeover drills of Denver. They've done top off takeover drills in Seattle, in Chicago. See, I want to go to your calls, and a caller brings up a key area, and I've just got to go off into a rampage on it. Who's up next here? Leo and Mass, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, you bring up the most incredible issues, but the one we really need to focus on and create a large infrastructure is this whole death of the Internet thing. This is key. This is our platform. They want to destroy
it. I can't even get our own movement to admit it. I mean, it's like I've never lied to anybody. I do the best job I can. I discovered Internet 2 6-7 years ago. We've written scores of articles. And, I mean, I have their own admission saying we are going to kill the Internet. That's a quote. Governments are saying this. And then the media will, like, praise some bloggers who go, we had somebody tell us at a major media outfit that they might start shutting it down. It's like, oh, did you? It's all rumor-mongering instead of we have the facts.
Well, what I'm trying to say is we need Ron Paul-type meetup groups to be doing this nationwide and creating a physical infrastructure of people knowledgeable that is the only way we're going to stop this. You and I and the rest of us who are listening are in a think tank, and we're not thinking. We're not the choir. We don't understand how to sing.
No, I agree with you. Well, we try to give solutions. I mean, my solution is they are doing this. Tell Comcast, tell Time Warner, who have already started one of the multi-pronged attacks, one of the missiles, one of the big ones. You've got to then boycott them and cut their service off. And then, call and let them know. But you've got to call Congress. I mean, they already tried to end net neutrality, which would have shut down the web. Literally, I mean, one hub shuts down. This would have been scores of them. The web, as you know, it's gone. I mean, remember when Cogent and Level 3 shut down a few years ago just for a week and a third of the web was down. We barely beat that by a few votes. And then the senator trying to pass it was caught in a corruption scandal. We barely beat it. And that was just one prong. See, they're launching like 10 torpedoes at us, knowing one or two of them will do us in. And
this is a big torpedo. This is the one we have to engage the whole
country. No, I'm saying they've launched about 10 torpedoes, one of which will kill the web.
I'm not that pessimistic. If we sir,
there's nothing pessimistic about what I just said. If they're able to implement any one of their announced plans, one of them, net neutrality, subscription-based, taxes, it's over. I mean, there's nothing pessimistic about that. I'm saying if the enemy breaches the wall, they are going to take the city. We've got to hold the wall. I mean, how is that pessimistic?
Well, I'm not saying you're totally pessimistic, but I think we have to build the infrastructure along with people like the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Hey, I can barely keep my websites up. You know, I run around paying bills so the power doesn't get turned off. I understand. But see, and I appreciate your call, there is this idea that anybody in authority or anybody on the air is like Superman. I mean, folks, I brush my teeth like everybody else and put my pants on one leg on the other. And, yes, somebody go with it. Some billionaire out there, start a group to defend the Internet. I mean, come on, let's get together. The elites have gotten together. That's why they're in power. They do combine forces.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
You know, the last caller was right about the Internet being so important and so central. So I'm going to move Bob Chapman to the last 30 minutes of the show. If he can do it, if not, we'll have him on tomorrow. Because I want to spend some time to calmly go over the new developments and announcements at the bottom of the next hour. So coming up in about 35 minutes. I want now to continue with your phone calls. I'll also get into the economy later in the show, but I'm trying to put your calls first today because I miss taking calls. Well, there's so many here on the board. Who was next in line? Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, for the last 7 years, you've been fighting the New World Order tirelessly, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And if you don't return somebody's email, you're automatically a zero. But anyway, you're still a hero of mine. And for the last 7 years, when I've spoken to people about what happened on September 11th and talked to them about the insider trading and the buildings were filled with asbestos and should have been condemned, they said, I didn't hear that part. And I said, well, turn into Infowars.com. You will see that. You will see plants that were infected and grown by our government with HIV virus. People didn't hear that story. But what I wanted to talk to you today about, Alex, was that with George Bush finishing his administration, who do you predict on some of the pardons that he's going to do this year? Do you think he's going to pardon Scooter Libby? And do you see anybody else on that?
Absolutely. But those are all just low-level worker ants inside the larger New World Order pyramid colony. And so I'm not too particularly really concerned with it. We know they're lawless. We know they're criminal. We know they commit whatever crimes they want. Or they pass laws excusing themselves. You know, there are hundreds of laws that Congress has passed special exemptions for themselves. And here's an example. The New York Stock Exchange is allowed to launder drug money and to solicit narcotics funds as long as it is done directly outside the U.S. and wired in. I mean, they'll SWAT team your house for, you know, from Texas, folks. They will SWAT team your house for, you know, I guess 1 gram of cocaine, but they publicly launder the money into the Federal Reserve banks. So, and that's just one example of hundreds. And don't roll your eyes, police. You can go look that law up. Reuters has reported on it in connection to Richard Grasso, former head of the New York Stock Exchange. Just, in fact, you know what? You're rolling your eyes again. Google Richard Grasso, FARC gorillas, and you'll get all the mainstream news articles from years ago about it. It's just so lawless, so cancerous, and it's going to seed. They can't help themselves. It's like weevils that get into a bag of grain in your pantry, and it's just a bunch of weevils in there basically now. And we're just trying to wake the people up so we have something to salvage.
Alex, the story that caught my attention yesterday was where our federal government took veterans' records and commercial truck drivers' license information, their date of birth, and they're trying to say that 50% of our independent truck drivers right now are 100% disabled, or they're collecting a Social Security check and they're double dipping. And with fuel prices being over $5 a gallon right now, that's the next industry, the big business in the New World Order.
Exactly. More police, more checkpoints, being squeezed, everyone being harassed. The government's not going to back off in bad economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,